name badge might as well have read Nurse Fuckface, suggested taking an Epsom salt bath to alleviate the discomfort. You wouldn't take a Band-Aid to a road traffic accident. You don't put someone in this much pain in water filled with his own sauce. But reality is an acquired taste, remember. So I actually took the Epsom salts bath. There I sat, naked, in pain, howling like a dog being ripped to shreds by coyotes. Erin heard me. Hell, people in San Diego heard me. She appeared at the bathroom door and looked down upon my sad, naked form as I writhed in pain. She said very simply, "Do you want to go to the hospital?" If Erin thought it was hospital bad, it was hospital bad. Plus, she'd already noticed I wasn't smoking. "That sounds like a pretty damn good idea to me," I said in between howls. Somehow, Erin helped me out of the bath and dried me off. I started to put my clothes back on just as a counselor, alerted by the slaughter of a dog on the premises, presumably, appeared at the door. "I'm taking him to the hospital," Erin said. Catherine, the counselor, just so happened to be a beautiful blonde woman to whom I had apparently proposed upon my arrival, so she wasn't my biggest fan. Not kidding, I had been so out of it when we arrived that I asked her to marry me and then promptly fell down a flight of stairs. "This is just drug-seeking behavior," Catherine said to Erin as I continued to dress. "He's going to ask for drugs at the hospital." Well, this marriage is off, I thought. By now, the howls had alerted others that there was probably canine entrails all over the bathroom floor or someone was in real pain. The head counselor, Charles, think male model father, homeless mother, joined Catherine in the doorway to help her block our expected exit. Block our exit? What are we, 12 years old? "He's our patient," Catherine said. "You don't have the right to take him." "I know, Maddie," Erin insisted. "He isn't trying to get drugs." Then Erin turned to me. "Do you need to go to the hospital, Maddie?" I nodded and screamed some more. "I'm taking him," Erin said. Somehow we pushed past Catherine and Charles out of the building and into the parking lot. I say somehow, not because Catherine and Charles made much of a fuss about stopping us, but because every time my feet touched the ground, the pain became even more excruciating. Up there in the sky, looking down on me with scorn, caring not for my agony, was a bright yellow ball. "What's that?" I thought through paroxysms of agony. "Oh, the sun. Right." I didn't get out much. "We have a high profile coming in with severe abdominal pain," Erin said into her phone as she unlocked the car. Cars are stupid, ordinary things until you're not allowed to drive them, at which point they become magical boxes of freedom and signs of a successful previous life. Erin lifted me into the passenger seat and I lay